you recognize the name, the Dobson name. Kent Dobson, former teaching pastor of Mars Hill Bible Church, now all about C3 and authoring. So let's put you on the stage, Kent Dobson. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. What's the name of your latest book?
The name of the book is Bitten by a Camel.
Leaving church, comma, finding God. We'll talk about that. Ken, I had the pleasure of, standing in for you at your C3 presentation on Sunday mornings in Grand Haven. So I hope that platform continues to be available for those to share messages. So what are you doing now in your life?
Well, I am working at C3, which is a spiritual community that you just mentioned. Very diverse, interesting group of people, mixed ages, have been around a long time, very interested in social justice and environmental issues and spirituality. And so I teach there about half the Sundays a year. We meet at a community center, which is great. Mm-hmm. And it's very informal, lots of dialogue, mm-hmm. both before and after. You can come and talk back to whatever we've been talking about. So it's very interesting. And besides that, I've been leading trips, retreats, programs, stuff in Israel, writing books, that sort of stuff.
Yes, and you know, hanging out with your family to boot,
yep.
and more, Kent. And we lost your father mm-hmm. what, a couple years ago.
Yep, 2 years ago. Yeah. Coming up on 2 years.
Yeah. I remember that interview mm-hmm. with Ken, R.I.P. But here you are, following somewhat in his footsteps. Do you have good memories of Mars Hill?
I do. Yeah, I loved Mars Hill. It was a fantastic place. And a lively place, and an experimental place. I mean, all these kind of, well, what became mega churches are kind of like social experiments. And it was very good to me. The people were very good to me. But eventually, I sort of outgrew it feeling like home in terms of what I had to share and sort of where I could gauge the community was at and the leadership was at. And I felt it was time for me to go do something else.
Awesome. Well, before we get to the book hat, you've been featured on biblical programs for the history and the Discover Channel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was a student in Israel. I lived there for 3 years, and one of my professors called me one day and said, "The History Channel wants to do something, but I don't want to do it. Will you do it?" So I said, "Okay," and that led to I was just a guest on a program, and that led to. Being the host of a program for the Discovery Channel about a year or so after that initial event. And they were sort of interested in Jesus, historical Jesus. Every once in a while, these big networks put out a little program on Jesus, and I mm-hmm. got to be a part of making that. And it was, I also got to interview and talk with some of my sort of scholarly heroes in that program. So I really loved it. It eventually, though, cost me my job. We were raising questions about historical Jesus, and I was working at a Christian school at the time, and they didn't like the idea that their Bible/religion teacher would be challenging things that are in the biblical story. So away I went.
Life throws you a lemon, and you turn it into lemonade or something.
Try, yeah.
As such. Hey, let's talk. Bitten by a Camel. What's what brought this on?
I don't know, 10 years brought this on. It was my faith, I guess starting in Israel when I moved there, lived there, studied there, bits and pieces of my own faith started unraveling. But my own curiosity about what is the Bible, what is Christianity, how to get started, who is Jesus, went up. It's just I had a hard time maintaining, I don't know, traditional positions and doctrines and things like that. But for me, it did not come in a flood. It came in bits and pieces. And the opening story of the book is about me climbing Mount Sinai, really looking for answers in a very genuine, you know, where are you, God, sort of way. And instead of some sort of a divine encounter, I was bitten by a camel. So that
literally?
Yeah, yeah. This is not it's not a metaphor, and it is a metaphor, I guess. But yeah, it started. It's my own disappointments for what I thought faith and spirituality were. I had to turn toward, not away from. And so the book is about what stopped working for me over the course of 10 years or so, and a little bit of what I don't know what's growing in its place.
And this come out back in August.
Yeah, it came out August. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you been doing book signings or yeah?
Yeah, I did a series of events here in Grand Rapids, and I've done a little bit of traveling, different churches, places around the country. I find that it strikes a chord with people. People resonate with the fact that their faith, whether they come from a really religious family or like I did, uber religious or mildly religious, something about their own faith has also been unraveling. It's personal and kind of transpersonal at the same time. And yeah, people like to talk about it. People resonate with I guess the unraveling. The other big metaphor I use in the book is Jesus has this line about a camel passing through the eye of a needle, and there's a kind of a cultural interpretation of that, cultural background interpretation, where the eye of the needle is much like a city gate rather than sort of what we would imagine, meaning if you want the camel to pass through the, quote, eye of the needle, the city gate, you need to unload it. And that's a little of how I found my own relationship with faith and spirituality. Things had to be unloaded. Stuff I had learned, I needed to unlearn. Stuff I had loaded up on the back of the camel, I had to set down. And people are, you know, people are saying, yeah, me too. Yeah, that's what it's like.
And, I mean, you're right. You mentioned this. You grew up in a fundamentalist Baptist, now this says aristocracy. I don't know if it's that strong, but your dad, literally Jerry Falwell's right-hand man. Do you agree with that?
True. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, the bite by the camel, do they bite with their lips or do they bite with the, did you get a...
Well, it swallowed my whole arm, really. It swallowed my whole arm and sort of tossed me around like a dog with a chew toy. So this wasn't just like a mild little, this was a painful wake-up call. And it was a little like my whole Sinai experience. I in a very straightforward way, I was asking, you know, God or the divine or the mystery, what is this thing? What should I do with my life? And I did not get the kind of answers, you know, I was promised as a sort of child, you know, pray in the right way and God's going to tell you what, you know, what to do with your life, that sort of thing.
Yes. What other messages would you like to share, Kent?
I don't know that the fact that faith evolves and changes is okay. Many people get very nervous, especially when one's personal faith or whole generations of people are saying, no, I can't really connect with this. Rather than see that as some sort of block to spirituality or God or the mystery, I see that as an invitation. Theology, faith, spirituality has always been and will continue to evolve. And I don't know, the other major message, and I write about it in the book, is that I started off believing and thinking and being told that I was a problem, that I was a problem to God, and that if I didn't play by the rules or say the right prayers or for other people, you know, go through the right motions or catechism or take the right bread or wine at the right time with the right person, that God was going to somehow torture me or not approve of me or something like that. And I found that even at the very bottom of what I would call the more mysterious strands of Christianity, you don't find a God who is angry and bitter and can't accept you, but at least in my view, that you are not a problem to God to begin with. There is no fundamental problem with your own essence in terms of whatever we mean by God. So I don't know. Those are things that I think a bit about and write a bit about and want to be a voice toward promoting.
When's your next trip, I trust, to Israel or other?
Yeah, I actually have a trip next week. Yeah, I leave, Thursday. Oh, what week is it? Yeah, I leave Thursday on a pilgrimage. I love taking people to Israel on a kind of spiritual, historical, cultural pilgrimage adventure. So I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. And how do we find out more information about you, C3? Certainly, we want to check out Bitten by a Camel.
Yeah, C3 you can find on the web, c3westmichigan.org. And come check us out, Grand Haven. Anyone is welcome. Everyone belongs. My website, kentdobson.com. You can find out other things. When I update it, you can find out other things that I'm up to. And the book you can get through my website, or you can just buy directly from Amazon. Audiobook is also available if that's your sort of thing.
Nice. Well, again, good to have given you the time to share your story. Thank you, Kent Dobson, and kudos also to David Dean. He's a remover and shaker at your C3 campus as
well.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, we'll talk again, Kent Dobson. Thank you very much.
Appreciate
for your
it.
Time. Bitten by a camel out and about.